Hi, this is Tia Sirkar. I play Sabine Wren on Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to Twin Suns Transmission.
Of course, it ends where it began. A desert planet with twin suns.
Hey, my name is Taylor Gray, and I play Ezra Bridger in Star Wars Rebels. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Twin Suns Transmission.
Here's where the fun begins.
Let's make this a bit more interesting.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
The Guard Patrol do!
Nothing will stand in our way.
May the Force be with us.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Twin Suns Transmission. I'm your host, Eric Pfeiffer, joined, as always, by Jesse Cardella.
Hey, guys.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to the 103rd episode of Twin Suns Transmission. We're very happy to have you with us. And as always, we have a ton of Star Wars news to discuss here in this month of September. But Jesse, before we go into our Star Wars news, let's go into a segment of our show that we always have at the very beginning called How's Your Star Wars?
How's your Star Wars?
Oh, Jabba.
Tell that to Country Club.
Oh, Jabba.
Who talks first? You talk first. I talk first.
And for those of you who are new to this show, this segment of our show basically just is where Jesse and I talk about some of the new and exciting things that have happened personally to us lately or that we've done relating to Star Wars. So Jesse, how's your Star Wars been?
It's been good. I've just kind of had like a low-key Star Wars this past month after, obviously, Force Friday was huge. But since then, me and you have gotten together. We've gotten to play Star Wars Destiny, the card game, which was really fun. You definitely beat me this time, which I think was a first. I'll just put that out
there.
I
didn't even realize that, too, until you said it. I was like, oh, wow, you're right. I've never beaten you. That's so upsetting.
Honestly, I think I've just gotten lucky. But this time, Ahsoka and Hera were not so lucky. So yeah.
I don't remember who I was using. Was I using, I think, Bossk and Quinlan Voss or something?
No, you switched at the last minute. You said you wanted to be the Seventh Sister and the Inquisitor.
Oh, yes. We had a Rebels-themed battle.
We did. But that was fun, even though I lost. and then I have started my own journey to The Last Jedi with a movie rewatch. It's too late to add Rebels and the Clone Wars into it. There's no way I'll be able to make it through all of those, but I began my movie rewatch, chronological order rewatch.
Very nice. Yeah, I love doing those marathons. Like, I started a couple years ago on Twin Suns Transmission when we did the countdown to The Force Awakens. We started, I think, in September. It's like September 1st, and it was really crammed to try to get everything into that time period before December, before The Force Awakens came out. This year, I started with one of my friends in April, and we wanted to go through all the movies, all of the Clone Wars, all of Rebels, the Clone Wars micro-series, and everything leading up to December. And obviously, you know, you have to spend a lot of time watching this stuff, and I think right now I am just about to start season 3 of Rebels, so I'm on a pretty good pace. Already finished Clone Wars and finished all the prequels and the micro series and everything, so I basically just have I have season 3 of Rebels, and then I don't know if I'll just kind of like watch season 4 of Rebels as it comes out and just then have to like rush with the movies toward the end. but I don't know, but I love doing that. It's such a good refresher before the new content comes out.
And I like doing it in that order. Mm-hmm. It can get kind of complicated when you're thinking about the Star Wars timeline. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to kind of like lay it all out for yourself, like in order that everything actually happened.
Well, you know some people that, like, every time you watch it, they're like, you know, you're watching Rogue One, and they're like, where's, you know, where's Luke or something?
Yep, or that's my dad. Yeah. Yep, he's always looking for Luke, no matter what movie we're watching.
And Spock.
He also looks for Spock, yes. So you have an idea of where where my family's at in their Star Wars fandom. Yes. But he enjoys it, and it's always fun to watch it with him.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I feel like the way that I watch it now, as a fan who's been in the community for 22 years, that as I watch it as an adult, I watch it in chronological order. If I'm showing the movies to somebody who has never seen it or has seen it a while ago, I always, and I'll never change this, I always show it to them with the original trilogy first, because that explains what the Force is. It explains, you know, you don't know that Luke and Leia are brother and sister unless you remember that or something. And like the whole Darth Vader's Luke's father, I'm sure a lot of people know that, but it's still, you know, when you watch it in that order, it makes more, like, to me, it makes more sense for the first time to watch it in that order.
Agreed.
But, yeah. But I know some people who I've showed them that order, and they're like, it makes so much more sense to me watching it in chronological order. But I'm like, I know, but this is like, you know, the way that it came out and explains, well, the Force is what gives a Jedi his power. You know, like Obi-Wan talks about what that is. They don't really go into what the Force is exactly too much, other than like midichlorians or whatever in the prequels. So.
Right. I feel like it's just the way it's meant to be watched. And if you watch like a lot of sci-fi and movies that and shows that deal with time, like if you're a Doctor Who fan, you're probably not going to have a problem because you're used to jumping all around timelines. But like if you're someone who never watches sci-fi, I kind of get it, where you're just like, what? Why? Why are we here now? And why am I here now? But
yeah. It's super fun to watch it in chronological order, though. I love doing that.
Me too.
But mine was good. And basically, I was going to talk about Destiny 2, but I have something else, so it's fine. Because the new set of Destiny came out, and the cards that we were using in the game that we played were all, most of them, at least the characters, were all new characters. So the Empire at War set came out on September 14th. And that's just over, it's like a week and a half, basically. And so that was a lot of fun. I bought like four boxes of them, sadly. But I got a lot of good characters and cool cards. I'm still missing Sabine. And I need another K2SO. I need another Cad Bane. I need another Bazine Natal. I don't know. There's a couple of them that I still need, but I think other than Sabine, I have at least one copy of all the cards in that set. So pretty fun.
That's awesome. It's crazy to me still though, that you have to get two of each card in order to play them at their highest level with the dice.
Yep.
That's a little bit much.
I know.
I honestly love this game. I do, but come on.
That's what I've seen some people that's what has turned them off to the game, you know, like you have to get a second copy. Whatever. It's
a great game.
Yeah. And it's a marketing strategy on their part, you know.
They're smart.
It gets people to buy more.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
I'm sure I'm not the only person that goes out trying to get all these copies of them. I'm at that point now, though, where I'm just going to eBay them because it's not worth trying to buy blind packs and get doubles of everything. So
totally. I definitely appreciate that you buy them so that I can play.
Yeah. You didn't fall into the trap of taking my extras from me to start your own collection.
Well, I would have fallen into the trap of buying them in general if I actually had somebody else besides you that would play them with me.
What happened to those other friends you had?
Well, I do have like one other group of friends. By that, I mean like one other couple, like it's just two people. So it's like them, and they have a whole ton of cards, and then you have a whole ton of cards. It's like, why do I need to buy cards? When you guys have them.
You can teach your boyfriend so you guys can play on date nights.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what Brandon's all about. No, I don't think he would ever. I mean, he'd play. he has played with us before.
Yeah, he plays, yeah.
But, like, I think if I brought up to him, like, oh, let's just pull this out, he'd be like, no, why? I don't wanna.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it for me, personally.
Makes sense, makes sense. There's been a lot of collecting that I've been doing, too, lately. I got a bunch of Rey stuff in the past couple weeks. The Anovos X-Wing Rey helmet from The Force Awakens showed up, and that's really high-quality stuff. I love that. And, oh, I was just at Walgreens, and I got it's like a 6-inch version of Rey. It's an action figure made by Hasbro, but it's not Black Series. It's just like a 6-inch version figure. I think it's got like 5 points of articulation or something like that, so it's not super high quality or anything. But it is I'm pretty sure it's like the same version that was at the Dollar Tree or Dollar General and something else. I don't know, like a dollar store that they came out with a couple years ago. It's just in different packaging, but I was pretty excited to get that. So let's go on to the Star Wars news, and Jesse, we have a lot, and let's begin with Star Wars Rebels. Star Wars Rebels Season 4 has been confirmed to air on October 16th, and if you go on to StarWars.com, they have a whole article on there talking about the viewing schedule, and I'll read you the first paragraph. Star Wars Rebels returns for its fourth and final season, beginning Monday, October 16th on Disney XD. Many episodes will be broadcast back-to-back through November 13th, making for an hour of action and adventure courtesy of the Ghost crew. Even Chopper's excited. So they have a list of dates on here. Monday, October 16th, we have the Heroes of Mandalore Part 1 and 2. So we have an hour of Rebels for the premiere. And then the following Monday, on the 23rd, we have another hour-long viewing episodes. We have In the Name of the Rebellion Parts 1 and 2, so that's pretty cool. And then on October 30th, The Occupation and The Flight of the Defender. So it looks like another hour. And then we have on November 6th, Kindred and Crawler Commandeers. So it looks like for the first 4 weeks, we have hour-long episodes, which will be pretty cool. And then on November 13th, we have an episode called Rebel Assault. And then they do this every year. They take a holiday break. So after, I guess, November 13th, they will be starting back up again in early 2018. So, I mean, this is the final season of Rebels, unfortunately, and they say on here, following a holiday break, Star Wars Rebels will be back in early 2018 for its final run of episodes leading up to the top secret series finale. So what do you think the series finale could consist of?
I feel like we're gonna get led, well, I mean, it's obvious at this point we're leading up to Rogue One, but I feel like we're gonna get like a really cool and creative, like, right up to it in a way maybe we weren't expecting. Maybe we'll get to hear Hera, you know, being called to the briefing room or wherever she was being called to,
right,
in Rogue One, like, or maybe we'll get to find out if Ahsoka, what exactly happened to her. I know it's not Ahsoka's story, I know, but to me that would be like a super epic finale, and I'm sure to a lot of other people too. I'm really hoping for that.
And there was another trailer that came out recently, and we got to see a little bit more of some things that could happen. You know, obviously, I'm sure many of you have seen the trailer. So, you know, we know Bo-Katan's coming. We know there's going to be a lot with Sabine and the Mandalorians. We know that we're going to be seeing Yavin 4. We know that we're going to be seeing the connection between the Clone Wars and Rogue One, which I think is going to be really cool. We get to see a Lothwolf, which has, I feel like, a deep meaning because they keep bringing this up. Lothrat, Lothcat, Lothwolf, run, or something like that. You know, that's that's something that Ezra has said, and I'm pretty sure it was sort of like an eeny, meeny, miny, moe equivalent to him when he was saying that. To pick a direction in the temple to go. And Kanan's like, you're going to leave this up to, you know, that or whatever. He's like, use your feelings. So I feel like that's going to have a little bit more, you know, significance, because we've seen that a little bit. But we'll have to see.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like he's looking at, like, cave, you know, paintings or whatever, probably on Lothal. But and him and Kanan seem to be having some kind of deep conversation of which way they want to go with this rebellion is what I kind of took from it, from piecing together different scenes from different trailers. But
yeah, well, I've been waiting for this, you know. I want to know what's going on with Thrawn. I want to know what's going on with the Bendu. I want to know what's going on with Ahsoka. We need answers, Mr. Filoni.
We need a lot of answers. But what I'm not ready for is I feel like a lot of our rebels are gonna die.
Yeah.
The way Hera in the original trailer, they have with Hera being like, I led all these people into battle and we weren't expecting it to end like this. And we know, all we know is Hera lives. So that to me was very foreboding. Like, it's, I feel like they're going to just drop like one by one.
It's possible. I definitely think that the Jedi, you know, Kanan and Ezra, they need to go. They need to go.
No. I know. They need to go. They can't. Luke and Obi-Wan are supposed to be the only ones left. And
Yoda.
And I get it. But, I mean, Kanan and Ezra can just have gone, like, really far away somewhere. And maybe they're starting their own Jedi Order just, like, in another galaxy, like, even farther away.
I don't think so. No.
That's my hopes and dreams, at least.
See, I feel like Sabine could go off and be with the Mandalorians. I feel like Zed could go to Lira San and be with his people. You know, we obviously know where Hera and Chopper are in Rogue One.
Right.
Kanan and Ezra have to be gone, I think.
I know. If anyone's going to die, it makes the most sense for it to be them.
Yeah.
But I do hope you're right, especially about Sabine. Like, I think her breaking off in that kind of a way makes the most sense. So if anyone has the hopes of living, I think it's going to be her.
Yeah. Well, only one way to find out. We have to wait through early 2018 in order to get the full season. So we'll have a lot to talk about in the next, you know, 6 months or so. But let's go ahead and move on from Star Wars Rebels and into The Last Jedi with some directorial changes. So why don't you tell us what happened there?
Yes. So Lucasfilm has had another change in directors. This is for episode 9. And it was originally Colin Trevorrow. They have officially split ways. Apparently it was mutual, and it was the same reasonings that we've heard before, where there's just a, they weren't, Colin was not sharing the same view as Lucasfilm, the same vision for episode 9. So they split ways. He's out. And now we have Jack Thorne coming in to actually do some rewriting of episode 9. So that's really interesting. And for those of you who don't know, Jack Thorne actually is the writer of the play The Cursed Child, which is it's like a 19 years later for the Harry Potter fandom, the Harry Potter series. And it was just it was an actual play. A live performance play. So that's what he's most famous for in the most recent. So it'll be interesting to see what he does with Star Wars. I have personally not read Cursed Child, but I've heard a lot of different varying opinions. A lot of people I know really loved it, and I also know a lot of people that really hated it.
To be honest,
this is just what I've... the reviews that I've heard.
Hard to read a play, you know? I mean, unless you're used to reading a play, it's not the same as reading a novel. It's not the same as reading a book like that. So you have to kind of... I can see why people may have had a sour taste in their mouth reading that if they're not used to it. And I haven't read it, so I don't know. But I do know that, like, looking through scripts of some of the Star Wars movies and things like that, like, they, you know, they produce copies of scripts in book form that you can buy. So I've read through that, and I'm like, this is really hard to read, you know, even though I've seen the movie. It's just strange.
It totally is. I started reading The Cursed Child, and I just stopped because I felt like I was doing it a disservice by just reading it. I'm probably going to get spoiled one of these days. But even people that have seen the play There's some people that didn't like it, but that's the same with everything. Mm-hmm. So whatever. But so I just thought that was cool that they're bringing in someone from Harry Potter, because, you know, me and Harry Potter. But what's even cooler is we're getting what everyone, what a lot of other podcasts and people of the internet are calling Return of the JJ, because JJ Abrams is going to return and direct episode 9. So I think that's awesome that he gets to complete what he started.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people, well, I've seen mixed opinions on it. I have seen people that are going totally negative with the whole thing, saying that they did not like The Force Awakens and that Lucasfilm promised us a, you know, new and fresh Star Wars and it was so much like the other one. And I'm thinking, it's impossible for Lucasfilm to win.
Oh, you totally.
Know? It's impossible. No matter what they do, someone's going to be upset. And I think they know that. So you might as well just do whatever you want to do and people will go see it no matter what. And it is strange. I have to say, like, you know, it is strange that this is the third time. We had Josh Trank, who was a director who's now out. We had Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who are now out. And now Colin Trevorrow are out. And, you know, I think it's great that Lucasfilm is getting to the point where they're finding the people that they want, that they can work with, that are going to produce good content. But I do think it's a little strange now that this has happened so many times. And you got to wonder, like, who's... Is it Kathleen Kennedy that's sitting down and picking these directors? Or, like, whose job is it to pick the director for the film?
You had one job. One.
And when you're in that interview process, what are you asking them that then, you know, do they change their mind, like, halfway through making the movie? Like, I'm sure they sit down with the directors. I'm sure Lucasfilm sits down with directors and says, you know, we want to give you freedom to direct this movie the way that you want. But also at the same time, you have to have these themes involved and this, and this have to be there, you know, to make it Star Wars.
Right. It's odd that they, like, a vision is something that I would assume is developed, you know, first. So... Yeah, is it evolving? Is the evolution of the vision that must be it? Because I'm sure that is a question, like, what's your vision for this movie? Okay, yes, you're in, or no, you're out. So it must just be the way it starts to evolve.
And I know,
and
for
like,
a fact,
oh, yeah, no.
The story group will have meetings with these directors to sit down and say, you know, especially now with multiple directors directing, you have to make sure that everything is consistent, you know? So you have J.J. Abrams, you have Gareth Edwards, you have George Lucas that did all the other ones, you know, a lot of the other ones, and you have Ron Howard now that's doing Han Solo. Like, you just have to make sure that the directors are on the same page with Lucasfilm. They can use their unique and, you know, special way of directing, but at the same time, this is a Star Wars movie and you have to get the Star Wars feel. It has to feel like Star Wars, you know?
Right. So. And I think Lucasfilm, you know, was saying, like, well, we want to give you new and fresh Star Wars, but I don't think that they really, I mean, they meant it, but, like, I think directors maybe took it in a different way. Like, oh yeah, I'm just going to totally put my spin on it. I'm going to do it my special cool way to make it look like something totally different, and that's not exactly what they meant. Like, if you look at the Harry Potter franchise, bringing up Harry Potter again, but the first two movies directed by Christopher Columbus look crazy different than everything else. They get a different director for the third one, and he, like, flips it all on its head, which I loved. And then from there, there's a different director for all the rest of them after the third one. And I think that that's not what Lucasfilm wanted. There's such a vast, when you look at, you know, Sorcerer's Stone, and then you look at even just the fifth Harry Potter movie, it's so, the tone, the look, the way Hogwarts even looks as a building is completely different. And I think that they're not going for that, you know?
Right.
And that's what happened for Harry Potter, at least, when they switched directors a bunch of times, is they got things that were completely different. Did it evolve into a cool place that everybody ended up loving? Yes. But I don't think they want that for Star Wars. Star Wars is so I mean, have been so iconic happens. For so long.
It happens. Like, you know, you look at the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, and if you're really analyzing it, it does look subtly different. You know, like, it'll happen. But at the same time, like, you know, you said that the directors could have taken new and fresh Star Wars in a different way than what Lucasfilm meant. And I you know, that could be the case. I think that fans also don't know what they want. And we've talked about this before. We have. We've talked about this before. Because the fans are like, oh, you know, original trilogy, and then prequels come out. Oh, that was so different than the original trilogy. I don't like this. So then they come out with episode 7, very similar to the original trilogy. Oh my gosh, that was so similar. I don't like this. Okay, well, what do you want then? You know, I mean, and this is not to offend anybody who has that opinion. I'm just very, I love all the Star Wars movies. I consider myself to be a fan of each and every single one that comes out because I appreciate the story as a whole. But I think if Lucasfilm wanted to do fan service, they would have come out with a Boba Fett movie first, and, you know, fans would have been like, yeah. But does Boba Fett really have enough story to be told in a feature-length film that, you know, people can connect with? You know, he's a bounty hunter, right? And he's he's sort of like on the villain side, and I get it. I love Boba Fett, but I think in order, especially with these saga films, you know, you have to have characters that people are that are invested in. I think you know, Rogue One, when it first came out, people were like, best Star Wars movie ever. And then I think as time has gone on, some people are saying they didn't like it as much. And you know, who knows what the fans want. I'm going to like the Star Wars movie no matter who directs it and what happens. I just know. I go in there with that attitude. So we'll see what happens. All right, Jesse, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's coming up for Forces of Destiny?
So we have heard that there is going to be new Forces of Destiny coming out in just about a week's time in October at some point. We've heard a release date of October 1st, but that doesn't seem to be set in stone, so we'll have to keep eyes out for that. But so it was confirmed by Hollywood Reporter in the Star Wars Insider magazine that these new episodes are going to be coming out in October. We're also going to get to see Hera. And Lupita Nyong'o is also casted to be involved in the new episodes, and I really loved everything we got from Forces of Destiny, so I'm really excited they're pulling out new episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen, you know, the merchandise is out and about now. I remember we were talking about that before. You know, it's something that you see. I was in Walgreens and they had them. You know, it's everywhere. Anywhere that you can get, like, toys. And they put it with the Star Wars stuff. You know, they put those with the Star Wars stuff, not with the, you
not
know,
in
girl
the
doll
Barbie aisle.
Right.
Right.
So.
Which is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that'll be exciting. We also got more news on Battlefront 2. We have all of these locations, the Galactic Assault locations that were just recently revealed. Naboo, Kamino, Kashyyyk, Endor, the second Death Star, Hoth, Mos Eisley, Yavin 4, Jakku, Takodana, and Starkiller Base. So you can see you go from Naboo all the way to Starkiller Base and everything in between. I think this is going to be possibly the best Star Wars game that has come out. So very excited for that. And, you know, you keep seeing people like game testers that EA Star Wars will put on their social media pages, you know, playing as Darth Maul on Naboo and stuff. It just looks so cool. The clones with jetpacks flying around. Like, I cannot wait to play this game.
I'm so stoked. It's just, there's going to be so many more characters to get to play around with, and I like the idea of mixing the eras, mashing all of that up and getting to have, like, Yoda fight Maul or something really cool.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for the beta testing of this game in this next coming month.
And speaking of the beta testing, I believe if you've pre-ordered the game, if you've got the Deluxe Trooper Edition, I think you get it October 4th, because that's a few days before everybody else will get it. I believe October 6th or 7th, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's the 7th, because I think we get it 3 days earlier. I don't know. But it's definitely October 4th if you got the deluxe edition. So we will at some point be talking about that. Typically, you know, I got the beta for the last one, Battlefront 1, last year, whenever it came out, 2 years ago. I think it was 2015. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what this one has in it. Because the last Battlefront, it was very basic. There wasn't a ton of content that we could do. Like, you got to do a version of one of the missions at the beginning where you kind of defeat all the waves, you know, and things like that to get kind of used to the controls and used to using what items you have in your hand and stuff like that. So. I don't remember if there was much else to it. It was very basic. So I'm hoping because this time it seems like there's so much more content. There's a whole single player. Seems like there's a lot more characters and more game modes to play. So I think, with the game being larger, maybe the beta will be larger as well. But
I bet we won't get, the single player version.
No.
In beta.
Not. Yeah.
But I'm really stoked for that after reading the Battlefront book, Inferno Squad.
Yeah.
That really hyped me.
I finished for that as well. Line. So excited. So excited? I guess that's a combination of excited and psyched. Yeah, excited. We're gonna say that now.
Sounds good.
But yeah, that's super exciting. Can't wait for that. And we definitely became attached to some of the characters. Iden Versio, the main character of the single player game. She's great. I love her, especially voiced by Janina Gavankar, who does the voice in the audiobook. She reads it, so pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, she was great.
All right, let's go on to our main topic of discussion, and we are going to be talking about Force Friday. I know that was like 3 weeks ago, a little over 3 weeks ago, but we haven't talked about it yet, so let's go into this. Do have a little bit of bad news, though. We were having so much fun on Force Friday that we totally forgot to interview other people. So we have no interviews with other fans. Whoops. But we had a pretty full crowd. I mean, there was a line, you know, by the time we got to midnight. And my mom brought cookies, and a couple of us went over to Chili's before we went out and waited in line. And we had Star Wars music playing, and we played Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. Some of us got lightsabers, and we were just, like, killing each other and stuff.
Yes.
So what were some of your favorite moments on Force Friday?
I just, as always, I love seeing everyone there. Like, we have a lot of people that we don't get to hang out with too often, a lot of people that are in our guild that really I haven't seen since Rogue One came out. So it was really great to get to hang out with those guys again. And it's just really fun to be there for the purpose of Star Wars, of something that we love so much, and just literally talking about Star Wars from, you know, noon until midnight.
Right.
Like, that's awesome. To me.
Yeah. And the people there at Toys R Us, they know us now. You know, they're like, oh,
you guys are here.
Yeah. And we, you know, we make sure that we get like in the front so that we get what we want. And apparently they didn't have our shirts because Toys R Us had exclusive Funko Pop t-shirts that they were going to be giving away. And one of the employees of Toys R Us came out with a clipboard and was like, I'm sorry, we don't have the shirts in, but, you know, give me your name and your phone number and what size you want, and we'll call you when they're ready, you know, so you can either come back and get them or we'll ship them to you for free. So this employee went to the front of the line, and there was one of our friends was in front of me. I'm like, hey, I'm first, you know, just kind of like kidding. And this employee started cracking up because he knows how, like, much I want to be in the front. And he just started, like, cracking up. Like, it was the funniest thing. I'm like, I was kidding, but if you want to take my name down first, that's okay,
too. He did.
Yeah. So.
And I remember they called me for my shirt, like, a few days later. And I was like, oh, my friend Eric, he lives in the area. Would it be okay if he picked up knit my shirt for me, and he was like, oh, Eric Pfeiffer? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, he's here right now. I'll just tell him. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because he called me the same day, too, and I went there, like, you know, an hour later, maybe, and he was still in the back making phone calls, and that's where all the T-shirts were. So I was like, yeah, I got a call to pick up my shirt. And so I went over there, and there he is in the back, like, making all these calls with boxes of T-shirts next to him. So he must have been on the phone with you, like, right as I walked up.
Yep.
But that's pretty funny. But I still have your shirt, and I forgot to give it to you.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get it later.
I have, like, 10 of them here from other people that didn't get theirs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Everybody was just like, give it to Eric. He'll know what to do with it.
Yep. But
that's awesome.
So we got those, and then we also got posters, which are pretty cool because we went to Toys R Us. They have – that's typically what they do now, posters and then a Funko Pop shirt. So we got that, and we ordered pizza, which was super fun. And the weather wasn't as bad this time, which we were kind of worried about, you know, because we had bad weather before. We were kind of anticipating it being really hot, and during the day it was kind of hot, but then it got a little chilly at night. Not that that really matters. It didn't ruin our experience at all. So,
right.
But I like the earlier in the day or the earlier in the year Force Friday, you know, late August is better than late September.
Totally. And it, well, it could be like it is now where
it's 90.
September is, it hit 100 in the Midwest. So I think we hit a good sweet spot for Force Friday this year.
Right. Now you gotta wonder, because Han Solo is coming out in May. So if you think about it, like, right now September 1st was Force Friday, so September, October, November, December, 3 months. So if you take May, 3 months prior to May is February. So are they gonna do a Force Friday in February and expect us to wait outside in the snow?
You know, well, I hope not. I mean, they probably will, because, I mean, if you think about it, that's what people do for Black Friday.
Yeah.
We sit out in our winter coats and we wait for, you know, good deals. So I bet you.
We'll see. I'll be there if it happens.
I know. We'll make it work.
All right. So let's talk about when the doors opened and Force Friday this time, Force Friday 2, had most of the stuff in the back of the store. Whereas on Rogue Friday last year, we had pretty much everything in the front. So it was kind of interesting. We had to grab a cart and then walk all the way to the back of the store where the Star Wars stuff is, because at my particular Toys R Us, it's in the back. So we had to go all the way in the back, and there were sort of two aisles, you know, there's with you know, items in the middle. So you're kind of walking around. And, you know, there wasn't a full checklist. There was, like, a partial unconfirmed checklist that was kind of posted online, but nothing completely full, so you didn't know exactly what was going to be there, which makes it really hard for somebody like me who wants to get complete sets of the 3 3/4 inch and the Black Series and, you know, make sure I get everything Rey that's out there and all that stuff. It makes it really challenging. And the first place we went to, I definitely didn't get all of the figures. So we ended up having to go to a few other places. But why don't you tell us a little bit about what some of your favorite items that you picked up at Toys R Us. You picked stuff up at Toys R Us, right?
I did. I am obsessed with the Porgs. Mm-hmm. So my Force Friday haul pretty much mainly consisted of Porgs. I got that really cute Porg that when you push his stomach, his, like, wings move, and he kind of walks forward on his little rolling feet, and he, like, makes all his little Porg sounds.
Yeah.
Which, should I make the Porg sounds right now?
Go for it.
Here, hold on. I annoyed the crap out of everyone the whole car ride to the next location. Eric can attest. Hold on 1 second. I'll grab it. He makes a variety of sounds, but I'll just show you the first couple. I try not to hold it too close.
Oh my god.
He's the best thing ever, in case anyone was wondering. If you've not gotten the chance to play with one, he's fluffy, he's furry, and he's a really adorable.
Yeah.
He's probably my favorite thing that I got. And he's also very annoying in car rides.
It was just so funny because we're, you know, it's after midnight, we're loading the car, and we basically have a full car of people, we have a full car of merchandise that we just bought. So like the trunk, you know, you can't even see out of it because we had all of our chairs that we were sitting on all day, plus all the merchandise that everybody bought in these giant piles in the back trunk. So it was like, you know, everyone was crammed back there. I'm sure I was driving, so I wasn't, super smashed in, but...
We had a lot of stuff back there.
Yeah. So I bought, I have like all the 3 3/4 inch figures. I have most, I think I got like all of the Black Series right now of the 6 inch.
Oh, nice.
And
even
I was lucky.
Hera?
Yeah, I have Hera. I have got Thrawn. I've got the Executioner, the First Order Executioner Trooper dude. I got the Praetorian Guard, Maz Kanata, and Finn, which I'm pretty sure weren't supposed to be released until a little bit later, but I think some of the stores got a couple waves in, because I know that a few other people found them as well, so...
Yeah, I was surprised to see Maz there, so she wasn't even on my radar when we walked into Toys R Us, and I saw her, and I was like, oh, I better grab this now, because I'll probably never see it again.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed it.
Yep. Swipe in the cart, and that's what you kind of have to do. You don't even think about it. You can always put it back if you may want it. Grab it, you know. You can put it back later.
Totally.
But I like seeing the amount of Rey stuff that's out there. You know, she's got her own Hot Wheels car again, and she's in a double pack with a Praetorian Guard for the 3 3/4 inch, and she's got her own pack for the 3 3/4 inch, and then they had like those Jack specific. I think they're like 16 inch figures or something, and then they've got 12 inch figures, so there's a ton of merchandise out there. So if you're a Rey collector, I'm sure you're pretty happy. They made the first 3 3/4 inch Force Awakens Luke Skywalker figure, which also could be The Last Jedi, because it's like the same robes and stuff, so that was pretty cool. We got like Paige and Rose figures, which are pretty awesome. Of course, you got Finn and Poe. So lots of cool stuff. Porgs everywhere.
Yes.
So we went to Toys R Us, and then after that we went to a Walmart, and that's where I ended up getting my Black Series 6-inch Rey, because I didn't have that. So thank you to the people who drove over there before me while I was checking out to check what they have. That was pretty nice of you guys. Luke and Chris did that, so thanks, guys. And... they had a bunch of stuff there, too, which was pretty cool. And then after that Walmart, we went to another Walmart, and they had a bunch of stuff there. Funko Pops and the Black Series centerpieces, and we picked up some, at least I picked up some of those buildable figures from Lego there. And I think that's where I also got the 6-inch vehicles of Rey Speeder and Luke's Land Speeder. I think I got those there, too, so... There's a ton of stuff everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then we did these things, the Find the Force. So we got to participate in that for a while, where every day for 3 days they had new figures and, or new characters. And what you did was you took your phone on the Star Wars app and you went around and scanned these basically Find the Force logos, and you'd get a new character. For 3 days. There was like 12 of them or something, I think.
Yeah, I think there were 15.
Or 15?
Unless I'm crazy.
Okay. I don't know. Something like that. I don't remember. But
these
were
really fun. I thought they were really, really cool. I even did them like the next couple of days. Like I was at the mall with my family, and they had nothing. They had no idea what I was doing. And I was like, oh, like go stand over there. Like I just didn't tell them what I was doing. I told them to stand next to the sign. They were like, why are you having me do this?
Yeah.
They're like super embarrassed. And then I showed my sister that she was like next to BB-8. And she was like so excited over it. Like they don't even care about Star Wars. My mom wanted pictures with like 3PO. Like yeah. It was funny. We had fun with it at the Disney store.
And it's a great way to get people to go back to the stores every day.
Totally.
You know, because if you're like me or you and you want to get all of them, you're going to go back to the stores, you know, and hey, let's check to see what Star Wars stuff they have while we're here, you know.
Right. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool. I definitely enjoyed that. So after the second day, you went home that night, and I was, you know, we woke up early the next day to go around and look at Star Wars stuff at the Disney store and Hot Topic and Target and a bunch of other places. We went to FYE because they had an exclusive Funko Pop with Chewbacca holding a flocked Porg. There was a ton of stuff everywhere. So they even had, like, all the Star Wars stuff was in the seasonal area at Target. So not only was it in the toy area, but it was over in the seasonal area as well. They had, you know, window decals when you first walked in. And at the Super Targets, they had the, you know, the red balls out in the front. They had, like, you know, BB-8 and whatever. I can't remember I think it's, like, BB-90 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, those were cool.
So, that was awesome. I mean, you really felt like, oh, this is, you know, this is Star Wars. We're getting a new Star Wars movie. So much great stuff happening now. So it was a lot of fun. And lots of porgs everywhere. So.
Yes. I actually did get to chop a little bit that next day. I just did it on my own. But I'm so happy that because I wasn't thinking I was going to have time before work. And I happened to have time. So I ran straight to the Disney store. And I got another fluffy porg and some porg pajamas that I will probably cherish forever.
One of our most consistent listeners just texted me saying that she got some porg pajamas as well. So that's pretty awesome.
I was so happy. Like, I looked at them in the Disney store and I was like, oh, if only they made these for adults. And then I was like, these are for adults. These are for adult women. These are for me. And, like, there was, like, a lady at the Disney store that, like, came up to me. I was holding, like, a porg mug, a fluffy porg, and I was probably looked overjoyed looking at these porg pajamas. And she was like, you look so happy. Those are really cute pajamas. And I was like, I'm just so happy right now.
Yeah. They had a porg at Target that was, like, a little bit bigger. It was like a pillow almost. It had that type of feel to it. I mean, it was in the shape of a porg. It wasn't like a square pillow or anything, but, you know, it was the porg shape, and it was pretty big. So I bought one on Force Friday, and then a couple weeks, or like last week, I went to Target and I was like, I don't know if I have this. I have a bunch of porgs, but I don't know if I have this. So I bought it. I get home and I'm like, dang it, I do have this. So I took it back to Target. And the lady that was at customer service, she was one that was at the self-checkout area on Force Friday watching me buy hundreds of dollars worth of Star Wars stuff. So I bring it back. She has no idea what a porg is, but she knows I'm the Star Wars guy. And she's like, oh, but he's so cute. I'm like, he is cute, but I have 10 of him. Yes. So, if you would like your own porg, this one can be yours.
Right. I'm just so happy with the porg merchandise. Like, I know there's people out there that think they went porg overboard, but I'm not one of those people. I'm so happy.
Well, they went...
There's so many of them.
It happens. There's always something, like, you know, BB-8 was pretty well represented in merchandise when The Force Awakens came out, and Kylo Ren. I mean, there was a ton of stuff there.
Right. So. Now we have the porgs.
Well, let's go ahead and move on, and let's go to our Star Wars trivia. Jesse, what do you got?
So last episode's trivia was, which member of the ghost crew did Lando Calrissian win Chopper from in a game of Sabacc? And the answer was Zeb. And we had Chris Chen on Facebook and Matt Tapacio on Instagram answer that correctly. So thank you guys for playing with us. And then this episode's trivia is, what line does Luke Skywalker have in the Force Awakens trailer that we had never heard in the movie? So this is because it's today, on the day that we're recording, it is Mark Hamill's birthday today. So happy birthday, Mark, and this trivia question is for you.
All right, happy
birthday, Mark. Because we know you listen.
Yes,
he listens to our show.
He's like on the edge of his seat just waiting for someone to answer this. All right, well, if you know the answer to that question, make sure to be following us on our social media pages so you can answer. And before we go, Jesse, we do have a little bit of news of upcoming things for Twin Suns Transmission. Some good and some maybe not the most exciting news, but we're going to get to it anyway. So the first piece of news is that I am basically going through a lot right now in my personal life. So we are going to be taking a very short hiatus. We're going to be not doing any episodes in the month of October, and this will be the only episode in September. So really sorry about the lack of episodes coming up, but we will resume again in early November, and we'll go back to doing two episodes every month. So not to fear, we're just kind of taking a quick break here, and we will still be active on social media. We'll have articles, or at least an article about Battlefront when the beta comes out, and Jesse and I are probably going to be doing some live videos if there's something new and exciting, like a new trailer drops or something like that, or we want to talk about Rebels or something. We may end up doing a couple live videos together talking about some of the stuff that we saw, but there will be no podcasts until November. And we also wanted to talk about the book club that we just talked about recently. We are still going to be doing that. And Jesse has an article that she is writing about the book. And I know that she has asked a question about it to get you guys involved and tell us what you think about it. So we are going to be having an article that's going to be going up on our social media pages and the website, www.twinsonsoutpost.com. that you'll be able to look at, but it will have spoilers, so if you have not read the book and don't want to be spoiled, maybe avoid those articles. We'll have spoiler warnings on those as well. But so we are going to still be doing the book club, and sometime before October gets here, we will have an article on Captain Phasma, since that was our first book of the book club. And for October, our next book is going to be Leia, Princess of Alderaan. So if you want to continue to participate in our Twin Suns Outpost book club, Leia, Princess of Alderaan is going to be the book for October. So basically all you need to do is just read the book, and then we'll put out an article and some discussion questions, and hopefully you guys will continue to participate with us.
Yes, we love hearing your guys' opinions. A couple of you have wrote in on my question for Phasma, which I really appreciate, and it's so fun to get to talk to you guys about this stuff. For those of you who haven't possibly seen our discussion question for Captain Phasma, I'll read it to you now. It is, what was your opinion of Captain Phasma from The Force Awakens, just from the movie alone? And then how has your opinion changed since reading Phasma? So I love this question, just because there was such a, after we saw The Force Awakens, there was such a,
negative view of her.
Kind of, yeah. Like, everybody was a little bit disappointed. Mm-hmm. Everybody was kind of like, I know I was really hyped for her, and I wasn't completely disappointed in the character. I was just disappointed in what we got to see from her. So having a whole book about her now, what do you guys, I want to know what you guys think.
And a comic series. There's a comic series that came out, too. So,
right. So you guys can give us whatever you think. You can either email us at twinsonsoutpost@gmail.com, or you can post it on any of our social media platforms. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. You can direct message us or comment on literally anything, and we will get your opinion, and we'd love to hear from you.
So do you want to... do you want to say your email address one more time?
So you can email just me personally at jesse.twinsonsoutpost@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. And then mine is eric.twinsonsoutpost@gmail.com. So as Jesse said, we'd love to hear from you guys. And if you've read the book, we'd love to have you participate in this book club. So for Eric and Jesse, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Twin Suns Transmission. One last thing before we go, Jesse, where can people find us on social media?
So you guys can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, all under the username at Twin Sons Outpost.
All right, perfect. And if you're looking for other places to find us, you can find us on our website at www.twinsonsoutpost.com. Click on the podcast tab on the left-hand side, and you'll be able to see all the podcasts that we do. We're also on iTunes and the Star Wars podcast app for Android devices in the Google Store. So once again, thanks so much for listening to episode 103 of Twin Sons Transmission. We'll see you in November, and may the Force be with you.
Hi, this is Vanessa Marshall, Harrison Dula from Star Wars Rebels. You've been listening to Twin Sons Transmission, an exciting show where sand gets everywhere. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Twin Sons Podcast Network. May the Force be with you, always.
Air Master, Tatooine. It's controlled by the Hutt.
Rendezvous point on Halloween.
The sun's doing murder to me, the king.